Could they be on the road to a road funding solution?
The legislature tries again. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Lawmakers back in Lansing this week.
With pretty much just one thing on their to-do list.
Road funding.
It has been 4 years that lawmakers have been working toward a plan.
Including that embarrassing defeat of Proposal 1 back in May.
And since then, there seemed to be this sort of built-up pressure for the legislature, for the governor, to get something done and quick.
But a lot of that does seem to have dissipated, at least for the summer.
Especially now that the State House and the State Senate have passed plans of their own.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know anyone who's confident that we will actually see a deal this week.
And so the question remains, why is it so difficult to get it done?
Well, first of all, we don't know what a deal is supposed to look like. These House and Senate plans, they're pretty far apart, especially when it comes to fuel taxes.
Yet they are both plans drawn up pretty much by Republicans who still can't agree.
Mm-hmm. But will it be, in the end, a Republican-only solution? Or will it be more bipartisan?
Because if it is one, it will look a lot different than if it's the other.
Now, Democrats, they have yet to really be brought into these negotiations.
Right.
And if and when that happens, it does all take on a new dimension because the D's will make demands that will upset the Republican base.
Yes, it's like a math equation. Every concession by the GOP leadership will have to win more votes from
more
the other side than they lose among their own.
And there are plenty of other complicating factors.
Some of which are principled, some are political.
For example, two Republican state senators who will probably face each other in a GOP primary next year for an open congressional seat.
Right. Do either of them really want it to be their vote to raise taxes?
No. And if one of them wins that seat, there will be state House members looking to run in a special election for that state Senate seat.
And they will be wondering how their votes on transportation funding might just be used against them in a primary or in a general election.
They will. And look, this issue, this road funding issue, it has always been a tough one.
Yeah.
That's why we go roughly 20 years, two decades between the legislature voting on gas tax increases.
Yep. This issue, you can't just blame entirely on term limits.
No. And you know, a lot of this too depends on Governor Rick Snyder's capacity to prod the legislature, especially the Republican leadership, into action.
Yeah, this governor, not exactly pushy.
Let's sit down and talk and find common ground and get something done.
Compared to, say,
you don't gotta love me, but you will respect me.
You will respect my authority.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie.